Child support enforcement in 2019 is absolutely unconstitutional. So this is my reasoning. So I've been paying child support for 12 freaking years. 12 years. I get laid off. Can't find a job for 8 months, okay, which is pretty norm. And I'm in constant contact with the support people, letting them know what's going on. They still suspend my driver's license, okay? So how the fuck am I going to get to work? Or, you know, mind you, I'm in outside sales, by the way, so I need a vehicle to get a job, okay? So again, they took that privilege from me. Then I find out from Credit Karma, oh, my arrears have now gone to my credit report. So now I can't get a credit card to help pay with bills. I can't get a fucking apartment. I mean, I didn't get into a fucking agreement with them. And it shows on my goddamn credit report as a loan. How the fuck is that possible? This is so goddamn unconstitutional and ass backwards. This shit needs to be changed now. I looked, the last time the laws were changed were like in the 50s or 70s. This is 20 fucking 19, dude. All right, this was created when women stayed home, took care of the kids. All right, not to mention my ex stole my daughter and took her 5 states away from us. Okay, we are from Florida. We were divorced in Florida. She skipped town and went to Denver, Colorado. Then she came back and went to Miami, Florida. Now she's in Chicago, Illinois, which apparently is completely fine with the Florida Department of Revenue, all right? Because every time I call, they say, well, you got to get an attorney, Mr. So-and-so. Oh, so I got to pay an attorney, but yet she has to do nothing, and they'll suspend my driver's license, throw my credit report that I'm not paying support. And mind you, I've paid for 12 fucking years, okay? This is not like I'm some deadbeat dad. I've just been out of work for a certain amount of time, and I've been in contact letting them know this, okay? They smile to my fucking face, and they're trying to destroy me, okay? That's what our system does today, folks, okay? They fucking destroy you, all right? I'm trying to do the right thing, and mind you, I learned that even if I went to... So mind you, the next step is going to jail for not paying support, right? So let's just say I went to jail for a year, okay? My monthly support would still go on for that entire year. How the fuck are you going to pay support when you're in jail? And by the way, we're the only fucking country that does this, okay? Only country that does this. So again, folks, we need to get out there and, fucking let the government and people know this is fucking horrendous. I mean, they take my driver's license, which is my way to making an income, right? Now they're reporting my credit, so I can't get a credit card, apartment, nothing, right? It dropped my credit by 20 some odd points. Fucking absurd, okay? Because something I can't do. It's not like I'm sitting here on a pile of cash, twiddling my mustache, going, hey, I'm not paying. I mean, I fucking haven't been making the money. This is fucking goddamn absurd. And mind you, my ex is an ER nurse, makes very good money, and she's remarried to a pilot, okay? So it's not like they're starving, my daughter's destitute, you know, having issues. No, fucking not the case whatsoever, okay? She drives a Mercedes, he has a BMW. I mean, there's no other kids, it's just my daughter. It's just fucking absurd, dude. They act like, you know, my kids eating out of dumpsters or something. So, you know, they're going to crucify me, but no, that's not the case. So, the fucking goddamn laws need to change. Government needs to get the fuck out of it. Not report shit to your credit, not suspend your driver's license, and definitely not throw you in jail when you're, you know, just seriously can't pay. It's fucking absurd, unfucking constitutional.